everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of CUNA Mutual Group's Discovery 2020. And in this clip, we have Mr. Steve Rick, CUNA Mutual Group's chief economist, talking about permanent impact to the economy from COVID-19. So check it out.
Industry. Now, a lot of people ask me, Steve, will there be any permanent impacts to the economy from the COVID-19 recession? And I have a word here called hysteresis. And I just want to read you the definition of that word. And it's the degree to which an economic system returns to its original state after an external shock. Let's do a mental image here. Let's just say the U.S. economy is a ball of clay. Let's say your fist is the COVID-19 pandemic. If you punch your fist in the ball of clay, you will leave a permanent indentation in that ball of clay. So a lot of economists are wondering, will this COVID-19 leave a permanent indentation in our economy ball of clay? Well, I've listed here the top 10 ways the household behavior may change. As you can see, number 1 and number 10 directly relate to credit unions. Number 1 is we'll see an increase in precautionary savings. Now, what do I mean by this? Know that advice we all received when we were first coming out of high school or college, that to have about 3 to 6 months of precautionary savings, just in case you lose your job or got sick. Well, we believe Americans will take this to heart and boost the amount of savings we'll have, or what we call increase the savings rate out of your total income. How much are you saving? We believe that's going to go up in the future. That'll be good for credit unions. We'll see faster deposit growth than we would have seen. And it also ties into point number 10 on my list here, lower consumer spending. By definition, if you're saving more of your income, you're consuming less of it. Of course, the economy is made up of 70% of consumer spending, and if consumers are spending less, expect the economic recovery to be slightly weaker than it otherwise would have been. And you can see on my top 10 list here, you can read this at your leisure, but there'll be other changes, like number 9, health insurance premiums will be going up because of this COVID-19 pandemic and the increased costs that are being placed on our hospitals and medical systems.
Thank you very much for that information, Steve, and stay tuned for more Discovery 2020 coverage here on CU Broadcast.